Welcome to the She's Healing With Y'all podcast. In this space, we break down the mental, physical, and spiritual impacts of trauma and spiritual warfare. Our goal, using faith-based guidance, is to heal, self-examine, grow, and step into the purpose that Y'all created us for. I am your host, Kiara Washington, and I am so very thankful to be on this healing journey with you. Peace and blessings, sisters. I'm your host, Kiara Washington, and welcome to the show. First off, all praises to the Most High for another day of life. I hope everyone is doing well this week and that we are continuing to work through and towards healing and growth. Now, before we jump into today's episode, just a reminder, the website is live now, y'all. So check out healingwithyah.com for merch, my books, coaching opportunities, and other resources on our healing journey. Today's episode, we will be finishing up the last four dimensions on wellness and the impact from the company we keep. If you missed the first two episodes of this mini series, be sure to check them out, share them with somebody. And today, we will discuss occupational, financial, spiritual, and social wellness. And as I mentioned last week, all of these dimensions of wellness are interconnected. So when stress or neglect impacts one, the others will be impacted in some way as well. So as we review these today, you'll see some similarities and just be able to further recognize why it's so important for us to be mindful of these and to have balance in all these areas of wellness. And of course, to be cautious and selective about who and what we surround ourselves with. So grab your journal or your notebook and your Bible and let's get to it. Starting off with occupational wellness, it is finding satisfaction and enrichment from your work or your purpose. And also finding that work-life balance regardless of the type of work you do. So yes, this includes my stay-at-home mamas. It is having balance between work obligations, stress, and healthy relationships and boundaries with coworkers or your children or the stay-at-home moms. And we balance these priorities by allocating time for personal activities. And these activities should provide rest and relaxation, laughter, joy, excitement, connection with family and friends, and some alone time for yourself to be rejuvenated. When our work life and personal life have balance, we are happier, we're less stressed, and we feel more fulfilled. Finding that balance, though, can be a struggle because as women, we often wear many hats and we can feel that our attention is needed in every place all the time. So having tools and systems in place can help alleviate some of the stress and help you to address things on your plate more efficiently. Like for example, having a schedule is great, but if you do not know how to schedule things in terms of priority, you will still end up stressed out. Setting alerts or notifications are great, but if you plan things to be so rigid, knowing you have children or family needs that can be unpredictable, you will end up frustrated that you cannot get things done as you have them planned. So here's my advice as a project manager by trade. Make a schedule for the week. If that's not something you currently do and making it for the week just seems like too much to begin with, make a schedule for the following day each night. Now for that weekly schedule, after you make it, sit down and review it. Color code things that are an absolute priority. Then label or color things that are significant but flexible. And then highlight things that would be nice to have but are not crucial for that day. Organizing your schedule in this way, it allows for you to take breathers. It'll reduce some stress and still give you that fulfillment of being productive. Now, if you notice everything is color-coded as an absolute priority, you are living in a state that's called urgent and important. And this will lead to burnout at some point. I'll do another episode down the line to talk more in depth about the correlation between task management and personal and professional balance. But just know, that's an unrealistic place to live in long term. You should reevaluate the list and see what can be pushed to like the flexible category. Now, financial wellness is finding some peace with your current financial situation, but also planning to work towards financial stability and security if you're not there yet. Financial struggles are one of the top stress causers. And sometimes we find ourselves in a financial mess because of poor decision making or just circumstances of life. Like, we see everything that's going on with this government, all these tariffs, like all of those things that are occurring. So it can just be circumstances in life that have you in a not so great financial situation. But either way, allowing it to cause stress to the point where we are having physical symptoms or emotional and mental setbacks, it doesn't benefit us in having a better future. We have to accept the reality of the situation, but still plan for growth and elevation. And some tips to keep in mind with financial wellness is know where our money is going, number one. Work towards paying down debt, set a realistic budget, cut unnecessary spending, and start saving. When it comes to both occupational and financial wellness, the company we keep is either going to make our situations better or worse. With occupational wellness, like our coworkers who gossip or complain or have poor performance with their job, it can have an impact on our perception of the job or our own work performance. And for stay-at-home moms, having a partner who doesn't necessarily value your efforts in managing the house and the children, it can make you feel unappreciated and cause more stress in the role that you are carrying. Having friends who we keep around who are in that state of mind of the keeping up with the Joneses and judge those who do not have the latest styles, that's going to keep you broke and not reaching your financial goals. Having people in your network who you cannot talk about growth with can slow your progress in reaching new heights and exploring new opportunities or obtaining financial security. A few weeks ago, I watched this YouTube video where a woman was having lunch with two other women. And when she arrived and sat at the table, one of the women said, "Girl, what is that?" referring to her purse. And the woman said, "Oh, you know, it's DKNY." And the other woman said, couldn't be me, and like shrugged and gave her the side eye because that was not an expensive enough name brand for her. If you are not truly focused on things that matter to you, people like that will cause you to backslip or be peer pressured into purchasing something you can't afford or feel guilty or fall into a coveted spirit because you can't afford the same material things that they have. Those are not people who are going to benefit your growth and will instead negatively impact your wellness. So much can be said about spiritual wellness, and pretty much everything we have discussed ties into spiritual wellness in some way. Our journey of separating from the flesh and stepping more into the spirit is spiritual wellness. Giving in to that desire to learn more about and cling to Yah is spiritual wellness. Being honest and truthful about our areas of weakness and every day choosing to fight for growth and spiritual maturity and live out the fruits of the Spirit is spiritual wellness. Making a decision as many times as it takes to not let stress and worry run our lives, but instead focus on Yah so we can have perfect peace. That is spiritual wellness. Releasing our own worldly desires and gaining understanding and appreciation for Yah's will being best for us is spiritual wellness. And that list can go on. I could talk about that all day. The effort we put in daily, falling and getting back up, resetting and refocusing as many times as it takes, this will lead to spiritual growth, maturity, and fulfillment in our walk with Yah. Now, social wellness is essentially what we have been discussing this entire mini-series. Social wellness, or a lack thereof, will specifically impact all the other dimensions of wellness. It is the ability for us to create and maintain healthy, reciprocal relationships with people around us. Positive social relationships can provide comfort and support and boost our resilience and ability to cope with the challenges that come with life. When we consider each dimension of wellness that we've covered, the impact that positive social wellness has, Let's go through each of them. Emotional wellness provides support and comfort through trials and tribulations, allows for us to receive constructive criticism and be held accountable by someone with our best interests in mind. Physical wellness. Research shows having a strong social network leads to a longer life, better response to stress, and can boost our immune system. Intellectual wellness. We have someone to bounce ideas off of, explore creative outlets with. Occupational wellness, a support in our work-life balance, someone who helps to reduce and not increase stress. Financial wellness, someone who can encourage and help us to stay focused on our financial goals, someone who uplifts us, not speaking down on us because of where we currently are financially, and is supportive of the progress we're trying to make. Spiritual wellness, someone to help us grow closer to the Most High, hold us accountable, support us through adversities, provide wise counsel, someone who is a like-minded individual and willing to reciprocate love, passion, patience, grace, and be there to celebrate our wins and not be jealous of our progress. Now let's take out our Bibles and go over a few scriptures. We're going to start with 1 Timothy 6, and we're going to read verses 6 through 11. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. And they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred in the faith, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Now let's flip to Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. All praises. Now let's go to Luke 12 and 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And let's go to Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now these verses remind us that although money is a tool that we need, it is not what will make us pleasing in the sight of Yah. It's not the answer to bring us complete health. Our character, our motives, our intentions, our fruit, that's what Yah is checking for. This is what will bring us fulfillment and growth and true healing that we're seeking. And overall, picking and keeping the wrong people in our life can drain us to the point where we feel like we have lost a part of ourselves and we are so far from who Yah created us to be. I have experienced this firsthand. And I've seen people lose their career, their health, their joy, and their mind trying to cling to something or someone who is no good for them. As we are on this journey of seeking true healing, we must be mindful and we have to self-examine ourselves, asking questions like, what, if anything, is draining my energy? Is it a habit that I developed? Is it someone I have allowed access to my energy who shouldn't have it? And how can I fix this? Am I keeping this person in my life because we help each other become better? Or is it out of guilt? Does their character, actions, motivation show someone who is trying to grow or someone who's just going to cause chaos and destruction? Praying for discernment is also key. But when that discernment comes and is given to you, you must take action or nothing's going to change. So we have to keep that in mind as well. And that is all for today's episode, conclusion to this mini series. And I hope it's helped each of us in some way or another on our healing journey. And our 3-point recap for today, number one, all 7 areas of wellness are interconnected, and giving focus to each will allow us to achieve comprehensive health. Number two, we must have a balance between goal accomplishment and contentment and strive to serve the Most High no matter where we are and what we have at the present time. Number three, picking the wrong people to surround ourselves with can drain us to the point where we lose a part of ourselves and are so far from healing and growth that we barely recognize ourselves. So we must judge by the fruits and not allow our emotions or lust to guide us. Now let's close out our time together speaking life and truth over ourselves. Repeat after me. I am capable of healing. I deserve to be healthy and whole. I can do hard things because I can do all things through Yah. All praises. I hope you enjoyed this mini series on the She's Healing with Yah podcast. Tune in next week and please like, share, follow, and leave a review. And until we meet again, peace, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in to the She's Healing with Yah podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone else who will benefit and leave a review. Also visit healingwithyah.com for additional resources on your healing journey.